We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Jump the gun.
Red light.
Red light. You know, I like to keep it close. How about a shout out to our buddy James in Rabun County, Georgia?
Now, he was telling me, you know, I love it when people, you know, like send a message for a shout out to somebody and they tell you something interesting about their town. This is where they filmed Deliverance.
Oh, we need a sound clip of banjos.
Yes, we do. But our producer missed the mark, so it's okay.
He does that.
I don't want you to put your game down. That's fine. That's neat. It's cute. Anyway, then of course we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all around cool car guy Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then in the studio, the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
Hey, everybody.
And then, of course, we got Matt, the camera guy, but he don't have a mic. So he's just waving. So I'm describing it to you.
He's whispering.
And then we got the great Tanzini. We got Rob Tanzini, driver of the Gatekeeper Gasser, hanging out with us in the studio.
I am present this evening.
Yes, he is. And he does have a microphone.
Yeah, and Santa Claus let you off. Santa Claus let me off tonight.
Yeah, he's going to be really busy the next few weeks making toys and stuff, you know. It's horrible.
That's mean.
The world's a cruel place, Kobe. You know. So, speaking of the world is a cruel place, we just came back from Daytona Beach, Florida, and I'm missing it already.
I'm just now getting over my sunburn.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's like, it rained, it's cold. What was you doing? Hanging out on the beach, filming, you know.
We had a blast.
And we had a blast in a car that I would not see. If someone told me a week ago that I'd be riding around in this car, I would tell you, you are crazy.
Why?
It just, like, we saw it. Well, Kobe saw it, and then I saw it, and then Matt saw it.
It was like we were walking, and I caught it out of the corner of my eye, and I, like, literally started backpedaling because I wasn't sure what it was at first, and I'm like, Rob. It was just.
It's cute. That's the best way to describe it. It's cute. That's it.
I have to say, it is cute.
It's cute as a button.
I had a great.
Every woman loves it.
That, you know what? I can't say it on the radio, Tim Greer.
That's what it is. We had such a great time driving that car around Daytona.
I thought it was cute. Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, it's a cool car. It's a drop top. It's black.
Yeah. I just wondered what the public thought about all three of y'all riding around a little old car.
You know what? The way the ladies were looking at us, apparently we were okay. They thought we would be good shopping buddies. I don't know.
Matt's in the back seat, stretched out with his arms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mr. Big Pimp in the back. We got a cameraman riding around in a 63 Corvair Monza.
Is that a 140?
Hell, I don't know. I just buy them, Professor. Hell, I don't.
It'd be either a 110 horse or a 140 horse.
It had to be 140 because it got out of its own way pretty quick.
It jumped pretty good for what it is. I'm assuming it's the biggin'.
Yeah. Real hoss.
But I want to tell you something. We drove that thing all over hell in Daytona Beach, and I want to tell you something. She never missed a beat.
71 miles we drove her.
71 cool. miles. And I mean, trouble-free miles.
It's pretty good for a Corvair.
Most hot rod or a nostalgic car in 30 years.
And that's pretty bad when it's coming from a man that drives Dodges. But you know what? We had a blast in that little Corvair convertible there. And I'll be there. If everybody that walks in the shop stops, that thing's just cute as a button. Like, everybody says the same thing. That thing's just cute.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to name it. It's just cute.
It's just cute. Got a little ants and slot mags on it. She's period.
It's cool. Where's it from?
I mean,
Florida.
Florida.
Oh, it was from Florida?
Yeah.
She's a Florida car.
From the Villages.
It belonged to a retirement home pimp.
He was a retirement home pimp.
This dude was the ladies' man. He was the Corvair Casanova.
He literally
we were joking
was.
Around because The only reason he was selling it is he wanted to buy a golf cart because the retirement community wouldn't let him drive a car around anymore in the community because it's huge, the community is. But they were talking about it, and he's like, he said, I know you're a hot rod guy and all that stuff, but he said, you laugh. But he said, when the guy next to you has an easy go, this is like a big block Corvette. So the little Corvair had some street cred, you know. Now I got to feel the Corvair, if it could tell some stories, there'd been a lot of grandmas in the backseat of that thing.
It would have been cheaper.
Right. Now, see, if you think about it, now think about this. This guy was probably in his late 60s, early 70s, pimping a flat brim Puma hat. I mean,
he looks like Justin Bieber's granddaddy.
Yeah, he was like the pimp of the retirement village.
Reeked of aqua velva.
Yeah, he...
I'm telling you.
Have you cleaned the interior yet?
I haven't touched it. And Matt's got a pretty nasty rash on his arm. Keep in mind he rode in the back seat.
Of course he does.
We were actually, a really funny story with this. I don't want to get way off on a tangent, but we were riding back and Kobe started Googling this retirement community because it sounds like it's cool. You know, they've got movie theaters and Walmarts and grocery stores, and it's all like golf carts and 55 up people, right? And they were talking about a VD outbreak of the retirement community. And I'm thinking, that's the first thing it pulled up.
It is the largest STD sanctioned area. Like
yeah, or something like that, an outbreak.
Yeah.
What else is there to do?
Exactly.
Florida was a retirement community.
Yeah, well, this is a retirement community inside the retirement community. The thing that's funny, though, this dude like literally runs on like black coffee, Metamucil, and Viagra.
I mean, man.
You found that in the console?
What else?
You found that in the console?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this thing, it was a cool little car, a little four-speed. Like I said, we had a blast. We drove everywhere we filmed. We drove it on the beach, cruising around. Just seeing everybody checking it out, driving up. You know, most times, somebody's got a really nice old car. They won't drive it on the beach. You know what? I've had this car 15 minutes. Let's put it on the beach.
We're behind it.
And had a blast with it. So, it's the name of the game. It made it back to Greenville. It backed off the trailer. That's a plus.
It's home for now.
Give it them a few minutes. But anyway. But yeah, that's something that I would never... Like, I feel like I'm broadening my horizons. Like, first I started hanging out with Tim, which was a big step, and now I'm driving a Corvair.
That's right.
That's right.
I think you stepped back a little bit. But
Tim's rubbing off.
It's not a Rambler, but it's as close as you can get to one.
It's the Chevrolet equivalent of a Rambler. But yeah, definitely a cool car. Like, I have a new respect for them, you know? Like, I mean, I always thought they were okay, you know? But, I mean... Like, those are actually pretty neat cars.
Yeah, the right one. You got a 144-speed convertible. They're pretty cool little cars.
Triple black.
I mean, that's as cool as it gets.
And I like the mags, or the little split.
Yeah,
the slotted mags. So, it's just kind of cool, you know?
It fits the car perfect.
Can we jack the front end up on?
No.
No.
Stay away from my Corvair. Yeah. My Corvair. But.
Stay away from its perfect.
But, yeah, the guy that owned it was a character, though.
He was.
And you know you made a good deal when you got a Cobra front end thrown into the deal.
Wall hanger.
That's how I scored you. I want to be honest with you. You know I would not pay for Ford parts. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't care if Carroll Shelby was attached to it, you know? Like, it could be Carroll Shelby's head, like a wall mount of that, and I wouldn't buy it. Okay?
I probably wouldn't buy that either.
You know, he did do Dodges.
It's kind of creepy. What else?
He did some Dodges, too.
He did. Well, there again, it don't make it right, Tim, okay? I'm just saying.
But there was a lot of cool vehicles down there. There really was.
There was some cool stuff, though. It was really neat hanging out. You know, these pros. I've never seen so many blower cars in my life.
Oh, my God. It was like blower mafia
down there. Pro Street is not dead in Florida.
No, it's back alive.
It is. Pro Street is back full force.
Yeah, there's a big group, the blower boys down there. Yeah.
That's who they were.
I've never seen so many blower cars. We went to McDonald's and grabbed breakfast. There's like 37 blown Pro Street cars in the parking lot.
In our hotel, there was like, what, 15?
I mean, it is. It's like a drag team or something was there, you know? I didn't know that. It was like, where's the damn IHRA race at, you know?
You need a blower and a big block to go to Daytona.
And what do? We ride around in a Corvair.
And the funniest one of all, there was a little Fiat. A little old Fiat
like
with
little,
a blower.
What's the little round Fiats they made? Like, I mean, like,
like
500.
Yeah, I mean, this thing's tiny.
But the old ones, like
yeah, the original.
It was like a BMW Isetta or something.
It's that size.
It's that size, but it's a Fiat.
And it tilts. The body tilts up is the only way you can get to the engine.
With a blower,
yellow,
and a big block.
Yes, yes.
That thing is killer. I tell you what else is killing me is commercial breaks already. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Happy hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, we got the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
We had to look this one up. Shout out to Anthony Burke from Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia.
He is a very cool guy. He messaged me.
You said it was in like he was Georgia.
No, I wasn't saying Georgia. He was the way he was
Canada.
Talking, the way he was talking, it was like up around Canada somewhere because he's like up north. And I'm like, okay, I'm
Northern
thinking,
Australia, maybe.
Northern Australia.
So I was like, but he's saying up north, and we messaged back.
Don't worry. I thought we had a listener in India. He was from Indiana, so don't. It's okay.
Yeah, but
same thing.
He
geography is not my strong suit. Okay.
Yeah. Whenever
you want me as the navigator.
Pretty much whenever y'all message us like that, send a glow picture with your little
pinpoint your destination.
Exactly. But no, he seemed like a very nice guy.
He did. So Anthony, wherever the hell you are,
wrestling kangaroo,
right on, mate.
Howdy.
Wrestling kangaroo,
down under or up there, either one. Howdy.
Howdy.
And of course we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, Legal Counsel/ All Around Cool Car Guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, bonafide.
Legendary.
That's right. You got to say it in your UK. It's legendary.
Legend.
He's a bloody legend. Sam Hart, bloody legend.
That's right.
And then, of course, we have the great Tanzini, driver of the Gatekeeper, 58 Corvette.
Good afternoon, everyone.
It's actually evening.
Oh, evening. Sorry about that.
So, we actually used to be a morning show. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But none of us wanted to get up.
No.
I couldn't imagine waking
Sunday
up.
Sunday mornings at 7 a.m., they gave us the good time slot, you know. So, anyway, guys.
We forgot Silent Bob back here.
Oh, yeah, then we got Matt. And then we got Matt. Matt's waving, guys. Just take my word for it. He's here. You know what he's doing right now? He's playing on his phone. What are you looking for on Amazon?
Rash.
So many things
rash
can
cream.
Come from.
Should look for mini tripods, Brent.
Oh me! So we got Matt, the camera guy, in the studio. You know, it's hard coming up with a subject every week to talk about, and you know, so I sub that out. You know, sometimes me and Kobe talk about it. Sometimes me and the professor talk about it. Sometimes you know me and Tim talk about it. So I said, Tim, what do you think we're going to talk about? And Tim's got something.
It fits Tim.
He's got a lot of things, but for subjects, he's got something. And it's a good one. To my knowledge, I don't think we've ever talked about it.
I don't think we have.
Junkyards.
That's exactly right.
And how they're dying.
And you're the owner of a junkyard.
How the internet has changed junkyards.
The traditional junkyard is gone.
Yeah, you know, and that was the thing that was cool, like walking around and seeing all the brick cars and seeing all, I mean, just all the stuff, stealing emblems. I mean, that's what was all the fun part.
Yep.
Yeah.
For me, growing up.
I used to steal a lot of emblems.
That was kind of my thing.
Mine too.
Just whip out my old pocket knife, you know.
Stuff them in your pocket.
I never forget, and I'm not going to say where I was at, but we went on a field trip one time in my auto body shop class. We went to this huge body shop that might be in Greenville, South Carolina, maybe. And there was a BMW sitting there. And I'll never forget whipping out my old pocket knife. That's coming with me.
I have one missing off of a BMW that was not a junk car that was there at the junkyard. And I had to go out to the junkyard to get him another emblem because somebody stole it. It's probably you.
possible. See my new belt? See my new BMW belt buckle?
Yeah.
That's going on my toolbox.
I did it on a field trip one time with a little pair of cutters, though. I lifted up the little Mercedes one on the hood.
Just cut it. Click. But, you know, but the junkyards have changed. Like, so I had my 65 Big Back Glass Factory air truck. Mm-hmm. I sold it to a guy that was this big junkyard in North Carolina, and he was talking about it's all internet now. Everything's internet sales.
Yep.
That's all they do. They don't have like Tim was telling me, like the pool parts, you know, it's almost kind of like a gimmick to get you in there, but that's not the good stuff. The good stuff still goes online.
It's like a treasure hunt.
It is like a treasure. It's like the gem mining.
Yep.
In the Smokies. They ain't going to be throwing no diamonds in there.
Yep. The way it works is everybody's got a pull apart has also got a real junkyard that puts all the nice stuff in there. It's 5 years and older.
Newer stuff.
Yep. And then the rest of the stuff is basically what they consider scrap. So basically what you're doing is you pay $3 to go into a junkyard because you've seen a picture of a car that may be 3 months old, and you're hoping that them parts are still there. But you don't pay $3 to go in there. So basically
you don't pay your cover charge.
Yep.
I've never been to a junkyard with a two-drink minimum.
They bought it as scrap anyway. So whatever you get off of it is just profit for them. Plus, you have to give them your core. So that core weighs as much as what you bought.
So they got the scrap price back.
You got the scrap. So basically,
unlike transmissions and stuff like that, though, right? Not like, I mean, I've gone in there and got.
Not on plastic parts. Yeah. But they actually got core charges. If you look on
like trans and transfer case rims,
fenders, everything, the weight.
They want a bent fender back.
They want a bent hood. Hmm.
I know, LK, you don't want a bent fender. I just went and got one the other week.
How is that like Disney World?
They didn't put no core charge on there at all. Well, let's just say,
I know they do.
Yeah. Starter.
You know why it's like Disney World? Because that's like a Mickey Mouse junkyard. That's why.
Anything that weighs over 5 pounds.
Ain't no real junkyard. I want like a guy with a junkyard dog, and I want like a true, like, car they drug out of the junkyard, like a Dodge Dakota with a flatbed on it and, like, mud covered all over it and, like, four mismatched wheels on it.
His name is Earl. Hauling
Parts.
Hauling Parts, riding around. You know what I'm saying?
His name is Earl.
Old Yard Dog, you know?
Like old Peach Flat.
Exactly. That's what I want in my junkyards. I don't want to show my ID and pay a cover charge and give him my email address. I don't want any of that in my junkyard. I want an old school junkyard. Like you know, that's the thing that kind of, you know what I mean? Like, I want a junkyard, like, I want shady characters hanging around.
Well, let me ask you this.
Like Tim.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
I want about 12 guys like Tim there.
If you was walking out in the junkyard and you was going to go out there to see about buying a motor, let's just say you needed a motor, small box Chevrolet. What's the very first thing you do when you look at a motor?
Looking at a motor that's sitting in a wrecked car, do I have tools with me?
Whatever you want to look at.
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pop the oil cap off, look at the backside of the oil cap.
Right.
See if it's got any buildup. Look inside the valve cover.
Then you're going to see if it's got oil in it.
Yeah.
You know, with a pull apart, they have to drain all the fluids out of the motor before it goes into there. So you absolutely have no clue.
You can turn it to make sure it's not locked up.
You can turn it, but you don't. I mean, the first thing I do is I look at the oil.
And I'm a beastly man. I grab that crank with my hands and just turn it.
They drill a hole in the transmission pans if they don't have a plug because they don't take them off. And the first thing you do as a transmission is you want the smell of it and make sure it ain't burned up. So you're buying a pig and a pug.
Smell of it.
You smell transmission fluid. You can tell.
Okay, you smell it. Okay. You smell of it.
Smell of it.
Smell of it.
Yeah.
That's not all one word. It's
it is.
Smell of it.
Yeah, and Roebuck is one word. Smell of it.
It's a compound word. It's a triple compound word. Smell it. But that's what makes, you know what? That's
interesting.
Yeah, we got to take a commercial break on that one, though. Keep in mind, we got to give a shout out to our sponsor, OKQ. I'm just kidding. Guys.
And smell of it.
Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, we've got the professor himself. Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst, numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
I'm going to do my best.
You like that? That was the remix.
Yeah, you know. I'm going to do my best on this one. Shout out to listener Jenna Lovin Hillsheim from Bartonville, Illinois.
I want to see that driver's license on that one.
You know, I just want to give a shout out to women.
All together. Hey, the professor, you know, he's...
We have one.
He's like the bachelor here, you know. He's like, he's that guy.
I am, I think, the only bachelor here.
He wears the collar. He's got the collar shirt on. You know, he's that guy. Yeah.
You know, there is a lot of, we do have a lot of female listeners if you really pay attention.
Well, you know who's talking, don't you?
Me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Barnyard pimp.
They'll BYP over there, what brings them in. That's a story for another time, and definitely not for the radio show. But anyway, and then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / All Real Cool Car Guy, and in denial, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then we got the driver of the world's fastest rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
It's fixing to be the world's fastest rambler, period.
Period.
Street legal.
Street legal rambler.
That's right.
Does it
with
run?
Blinkers.
With blinkers.
Not right now.
And a horn.
Horn.
You going to put an air horn on it? I would put an air horn.
Train horn.
Yeah, that's what I would put.
That's what I'd do.
Like he couldn't hear the headers, but
it would shake,
exactly.
Shake the rest of the rust off.
And we're going Uber it.
Uber it. if you're doing it, Uber it.
Yeah.
Call it. Here's an old Uber app.
No.
Oh, no. That's, never mind. I'm going to go off on a tangent with that one. I just need to let that go. Yeah, and then, of course, we have the great Tanzini, Rob, the driver of the Gatekeeper 1958 Corvette Gasser.
Good evening.
Good evening. And then, of course, we have Matt, the film guy that's... Okay, get your arm away from me, okay? Don't touch me with your arm. I read that article, okay? We're going to set up a damn GoFundMe for his arm. What?
I know you get herpes on arm.
I don't know what it is, but it looks contagious. I'm just saying.
I'm allergic to cashmere.
He did wear a cashmere sweater while we were down in Florida.
Who wears a sweater to the beach?
Matt.
Yeah.
He wore a cashmere sweater.
I'm telling
you. Turtleneck.
Oh, anyway. So we're talking about junkyards. And you know, and Tim got up on a soapbox.
He's mad
he can spit bullets.
I thought I got one out of deal, and I think I got a fire sale.
Fire sale. You know, about how junkyards have changed. Everything's going online now. But the internet has changed not just junkyards. It's killed swap meets.
Everything.
You think about it. Like, you go to swap meets now, shipping's gotten cheaper and cheaper and faster.
Yep.
And I mean, and now, like going to a swap meet for a deal, unless it's just brutally big or heavy, really, there's no need in doing it because you can buy it online.
You get to lay your hands on something.
I mean, you could see it, I guess. Yep. You could actually touch it, but that's about it. Hell, Amazon, if they get their shipping any faster, I mean, your finger comes off the button, and then like, ding, your door rings.
Yep.
It takes longer to cook a Stouffer's French bread pizza than to get something on Prime now.
Does around here.
It takes longer to cook chili in a crock pot than it is to get Amazon Prime. That's nuts.
It is nuts.
I drink a lot of coffee. I ordered 100 K-cups. Like 14 hours I had it.
I love the
while you were still on your last cup of coffee.
I was still sipping on the cup of coffee when I was ordering it.
I love the old traditional junkyards. Like when I grew up, we had a junkyard. And this older guy, Earl, ran it. And you could
have
go
you ever met a young Earl?
Nah, probably not. But
like he was young at one time.
Assuming. He was old when I was young. But anyway, you could go to Earl's junkyard, and I mean, it was huge. And be like, Earl, I need whatever it might be, alternator for, let's say, an old Thunderbird. He'd be like, okay, boy, go. Six to the sixth row, hang a right, go down to the pine tree, turn right in the green trunk right there sitting on the right-hand side. He could tell you where everything in that junkyard was.
He's like that one guy at Home Depot.
Yeah.
That gives you coordinates.
When I got my junkyard, I inherited a guy just like that. Now, when I started putting new stuff in there, he really didn't know what it was.
He got confused.
Yeah. But he was real good at that.
But believe it or not, though, you know you're at a true junkyard when the owner lives at the junkyard.
Oh, of course. Like, I don't want a junkyard the owner ain't there.
Earl,
24/7.
Like you walked in the old bay door, you had like, you know, cars on jacks and dirty stuff, and then his cot right over there in the corner. You know, that's where he lived. That's where he slept. Him and his dog.
You say it like a bad thing.
No, I mean it was him and his dog. I mean that's Dog always laid out front.
You gotta have a mangy dog in a junkyard. It can't be, don't be coming with some thoroughbred frou-frou dog. It's got to be something mangy. Not mangy, but you know what I'm saying.
It's got to stink
a
little.
A dirty dog, of course. It's got a reek of burnt transmission fluid. And I mean, the dog does. Because you poured it on it for the mange.
I got one for that. Mr. Bean.
Exactly. Like that dog. Like, you know what I'm saying.
It ain't like that other dog that you had. That thing was like a, that thing was like a thoroughbred.
You need
for
to change.
Some reason, the girls at the junkyard, I want to take in, they want, the animal shelter ain't but a block down the street. And I believe they get them there, just let them go.
They got them trained.
Because they take off.
Can't believe Mr. Bean got away.
Not Mr. Bean.
No, Mr. Bean didn't.
This was here.
You ain't got to worry about Mr. Bean can't outrun a turtle.
He got away here.
No, I'm talking about.
We just lost him.
We lost him for 45 minutes.
He just don't like to poop in front of everybody.
He's a gentleman.
This other dog, like literally,
he was using the restroom on the other side of the radio really station.
I mean, give him a minute or two, you know.
But this other dog was like literally like could outrun any greyhound in the world.
Yep.
That's how fast this dog was. It was the fastest dog I've probably ever seen in my life, and could jump a car. It literally jumped over a car.
We was chasing it. These apartments across from.
If Tim was chasing me, I'd be running like hell too. I ain't gonna lie.
We was on a golf cart. But I would get off the golf cart and I would walk back from here 10 feet to try to grab it. And it would not poop out in the open. It would go to a bush. And it would poop a little bit. And as soon as I tried to grab it, it would take off and run to the next bush.
You know, if somebody was trying to grab me while I was trying to have a bowel movement, I'd probably run like hell, too. You know what I'm saying?
I've done it about three times.
You ever thought, Tim, it might be your approach?
It might be.
Maybe if you let them finish, then maybe try to get them. Not, you know, mid, you know, whatever.
Well, I knew I'd never catch him if he finished.
Well, he did finish, and he was gone.
Lord have mercy.
The Rambler couldn't even catch him.
So back to junkyards.
Phone dog poop.
But I do miss the old school junkyard.
I love
them. Steve Mignade on Motor Trend's got a show called Junkyard Gold.
Yes. Very cool show.
I love that show. I do.
You know, he was in Chesney just a few weeks
ago. Yes, he was. Yeah. At the junkyard. I don't think nothing's for sale there.
Vic's Classics.
Does he?
Yep.
Because one of them we went to, he charges admission but won't sell you anything.
That's right across the line in Georgia.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he charges admission and you can walk around.
And you can take pictures.
You can take all the pictures you want.
Yep.
But you can't
buy nothing.
It's like the world's crappiest museum.
Basically. But I mean, like, they had some neat stuff in there, though. And Tim's like he's like an oddball car guru anyway. Tim is too, but Steve Mignade.
It's like that place out on 385. It might as well be a junkyard out past Lawrence and Gray Court.
Lord, classic cars.
Yeah. Like, that's a cool place to walk around.
He's got a classic car parking lot.
I'm 41 years old.
And he does
have
cars in the back.
I don't think there's ever been a car sold there since.
I don't believe so.
Well, he probably
the same cars have been there for 24 years.
Yeah, as long as I can remember.
Yeah, like literally, they had birthdays.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember there was like. This crapped out DeLorean, probably hadn't run in 15, 20 years. And he wanted like $30,000 for it when good DeLoreans were bringing like 20. I mean, and every car is priced that way. It's absolutely absurd.
But it's not that DeLorean. That's the real one that Doc Brown built.
Yeah.
That don't belong to classic cars.
That was the prototype.
See, at the same time, that's why he still has it.
Yep.
Yeah.
He has every one of them.
Everything there is just absurd.
You know what? Speaking of DeLoreans, do you know LKQ had a DeLorean in Charleston? It was all over the internet.
Really?
They had an 81 DeLorean, DMC 12, in the pick part. Like, how popular was that? I mean, I've only seen three real DeLoreans in my life in person. Is it really that popular?
Well, you think you would go buy something off of it just to have it.
I mean, I guess so. I guess it was just a novelty thing.
You can't buy whole cars.
If you could buy a door for $30, I'd go hang it in the garage.
Yeah, they can't sell you a whole car, can they?
No. They're not going to. You'd have to give them a whole car as a core.
I'll have to bring you my other DeLorean as a core. All right, guys, we got to take a quick commercial break. We're talking all about junkyards this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the studio. Professor, you're grabbing your chest. Are you okay?
I am.
Okay. You startled me there. I was about to give you an intro from hell. Like, I was really going to run into it and give it some heart, and then you grabbed your chest. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, hell, you can still do that.
I thought we were going to give him
to you. Ready? Later. You ready? You ready for a good one? Yeah. You want a good? You want me to bring you in hot?
Make my heart skip.
Hang on. All right, guys, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel. That's not the legal counsel. I meant
like a slap in the face.
We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins. Your damn coughing, Kobe, totally messed up my damn intro.
He made me laugh.
Damn it, I'm leaving.
You're killing me. You done messed. I mean, I come in hot. I mean, I was on fire. Like, all you had.
That was a fourth try, though.
Second.
Fourth.
I'd say at least third. In honor of y'all's little adventure this weekend, I don't think it would be right to not shout out Daytona Beach, Florida.
Oh, yeah. We're sorry about all the stuff we did to your city, by the way.
Yeah, by the way. See, yeah. I wasn't even with you, and you still
there's like a
did what we do. To
what
other.
We do.
I can't say it on the radio.
Oh, we had a good time, though. It was a great time. Weather was perfect.
God.
Didn't see a junkyard the whole time there.
90 degrees. Then on the way.
Although I've seen some cars at the show that could have looked like they got drug out of it. I looked at a 59 Chevrolet truck there, and I hope this guy's not a listener, but it was sitting in the car corral for sale. You know, and just while we're nitpicking, trucks are extremely hot right now. Everybody knows it. You know, I understand. Stevie Wonder knows the C10 trucks are hot right now. But I saw a little 59 big back glass patina truck, and from here, 50 feet away, lower down on a set of rally wheels. So, well, first thing I thought was got rally wheels also. You know, somebody's going to put a clip under it, you know, and all this stuff. I said, well, shoot, might be worth checking out. And I walk over, 19.5. So I start walking around it, and, you know, fender's a little rough at the bottom like they all are, and bed's beat all to pieces, not a piece of wood in the bed. You can see the rear end. It's got a nice 10 bolt under it. And, you know, you can see straight down through it. I open up the passenger door. I ended up on the passenger side first. I opened up the passenger door. And when I opened the door, you know, those trucks, the cab sits over the frame.
Yep.
So where the floorboard kind of stops at the frame rail and it kicks down and comes out to the rocker. From the rocker to the floorboard, there was nothing there.
Nothing.
I like them. And, you know, and it's like, at first, I'm thinking, well, they didn't put the panel in or something like that. No, it was rusted out. It was gone. Bottoms of the doors, gone. Like I looked at the other side of the doors. Like, if you slam a door, it collapsed. And somebody drove this.
And then around the marker line on the front and below, it was so rusted out, they actually used silicone and
to hold it into place.
And hold it in place.
And then I realized why the price seemed so okay on this. So needless to say, I shut the door easy. And walked away before I needed a tetanus shot.
You got one, don't you?
Ford. It's actually pretty nice.
No, you got an El Camino.
Oh, yeah, 59 El Camino like that.
I like the Elcos. See, I'm an Elco guy. I like them. But I'm weird. I like the earlies, and I like the 64. I don't like 64 anything. I like 65s. And I like the 66s and 67s. Not the biggest fan of the 70 through 72. They're okay. They're all right. I don't like 68, 69 Chevelle or El Camino. I'm weird about those two. But I like the big Elcos. They're close to the heart.
There's three of them at my place.
Three.
One's channeled 4 inches. That's all air good. Ride. One's a stock 348.
What color is
car.
It?
Blue.
Damn.
Blue and brown.
Blue and rust.
You ever heard of that 59 truck you looked at? Charlie Hutton?
No.
Charlie Hutton was a painter for Hot Rods by Boyd. And he worked for Boyd Cotton for years. And you know, he was PPG guy, you know, all that stuff, you know. And there was a 59 El Camino that came in. They painted kind of like a silvery mist, kind of green. You had light pond scum silver. It was pretty, though. Lower down, big set of Boyd wheels on it, obviously. All the billet stuff, digitals. The car was a little outdated, but a nice build. Like a high dollar, probably in 99, it was a $150,000 build. But in 2009, it was a little outdated. And I almost bought that thing. I loved it. I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. Updated a little bit. It'd been killer.
Yeah, they are.
It's kind of like the one that got away. You know, like you think, I still think about that thing. Sometimes I dream about it at night.
There you go. You can still go get it back.
I'm fascinated. Well, no. It's like, I don't even know where it's at. It's in another state now, but I'll hunt it down.
That's right.
We'll put a bounty out.
Put Tim Greer on it. He'll find it.
We'll put, I can find it. Tim's like old hound dog.
When Google can't find it, they call me.
Google calls you.
That's right.
Tim, what was it that you said? They used to call you 411 because you knew everything.
That's right.
Call me old 411. Everybody's got a nickname in his bunch.
He'll tell you what time it is.
The professor. We got the professor. We got to come up with a good nickname for you. It ain't going to be that one they gave you in Daytona either. I'm going to tell you that now. That's a story for another time.
I hear Loaf Bread's open again.
No. You're still the originator of Loaf Bread.
I did not originate that.
Actually,
you did.
See, that's the beauty of a nickname. You don't get to pick it.
I picked it for you.
You don't get to pick it. That's how nicknames work.
You're exactly right.
You don't get to pick out your cool nickname. I didn't get picked out to be named Rabbit. I mean, if I was going to get named something, it'd be Dragon or something cool. No, I got named Rabbit.
Thor.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Yep. I guess Billy Badass was already taken. You know, I don't know.
I've always wanted an Admiral.
Admiral. call me the Colonel.
Yeah.
But.
That's Matt. That's Matt's.
Matt's.
The Colonel. Extra crispy. Yep.
Oh, Lord.
Matt, where you going, churches?
Oh, man, I want to tell you something. That guy ate so many chicken. So much chicken. Yeah. I've never seen a human being eat as much chicken in my life as he does.
We went to...
Literally, Tyson, a third of their income is from Matt.
We went to, like, every type of restaurant.
It was his idea to give chickens fingers.
And he was like, chicken, chicken,
chicken,
chicken, chicken, chicken.
That's the way it was in Vegas. Did you chicken. Eat burgers one day?
I had a burger one day.
He said one time.
But I had shrimp one day.
Yeah. He ate shrimp.
He did have shrimp. Like the last meal we had in Flagler Beach, he had shrimp.
But Rob, tell him what I said.
But he wanted buffalo sauce with it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. To remind him of chicken.
What's wrong with that?
Shrimp is chicken of the sea.
That's what he called it.
Said. Yeah, so, I ate a hamburger there. But it was the best hamburger I've probably ever put in my mouth at a seafood restaurant. They missed their calling.
Overlooking the ocean.
Overlooking the ocean in Flagler Beach, Florida.
The romantic glow.
This thing. I'm with these two
y'all need
two
a
buses.
Romance right around that.
Listen, coming from a man who drives a Rambler, right. We know romance ain't a big thing with you. So.
That's exactly right. I have to fight them off.
we got the romance under control.
But I ordered a hamburger.
That didn't sound good.
No, it didn't. I bet y'all do.
Who said in the middle?
I drove.
So, anyway, but I ate a hamburger that was between two Belgian waffles, and it was friggin' awesome. Like, it was the best hamburger I ever put in my mouth. Yes, that
sounds pretty good.
Or cheeseburger, rather. And I ate it at a seafood restaurant.
Overlooking
on the ocean. I can't tell you the name of the place if I had to. Started with a T. I do remember that.
Yeah, it was something on the beach.
It is phenomenal.
Biggin's Burgers.
No, it's not Biggin's Burgers. That's not a T. That's a B.
Okay.
But it is. It was good. Like that was that burger. Like, I was thinking about it literally like today at lunchtime. Like, boy, if that place was closer. I contemplated driving down for a burger. You know?
Did Matt have chicken and waffles?
No, he had shrimp.
No, he ate shrimp.
Really?
Which is the chicken of the sea.
It's the chicken of the sea.
I thought that was tuna.
Pretty sure that's tuna.
Matt's case, it's shrimp, chicken of the sea.
Is,
what kind of man is
well, in this have? Case, we got. In this case, we got to take a commercial break, guys. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way
right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.